Can you recognize in everyday life, in the people around you, in everyday situations, the face of God? This testimony of love and suffering is deeply touching and inspires us to seek to love God more and carry our crosses with joy. The story of Paolo Roboto, a faceless saint, was told by Father Gabriel Villaverde through a post on his social networks, and it moved thousands of people. I present to you the story of Paolo Roboto. Born in Carapicuiba, victim of an aggressive skin cancer, he suffered for 18 years with his disease. His body stank like a corpse, and few were those who had the courage to approach. His face was covered with a veil so that mosquitoes would not land on him. Fathers Hendrik and Antonello, founders of Covenant of Mercy, discovered Paolo Roboto and became friends, making him a member of the community. Paolo was a mystic. He revealed that, in childhood, Jesus asked him if he was willing to suffer, and he accepted to embrace the cross. On several occasions, Paolo Roboto participated in the Alliance meetings, giving his testimony of faith. Many who lived in drugs and sexual immorality turned from sin through Paolo's testimony. His joy was contagious. From time to time, flies would land in his face and leave maggots that reproduced in the flesh. The suffering was great, but he didn't let himself down. He passed away on the 1st of October, 2002. Before he died, he asked his mother to cover his face in the coffin and put the following sentence on the cloth: God's face, disfigured by pain, transfigured by love. When the coffin was opened, instead of the rotten smell that exuded in life, his body exhaled a soft perfume of roses. In his will, he wrote beautiful things, of which I transcribe some. I understood that my suffering is not greater than those of others, because there will always be someone suffering more than I. I understood that the rosary is the key to victory. It is the copy, the key to the great door of our house. I understood there are only two great words. The first is love, and the second is silence. My brothers, may this witness truly convert us. Can we see Jesus in Paolo Roboto's face? Well then, here is the true face of Christ. Whoever does not see Christ in those who suffer will never see Christ in glory.
What do you want of me, Lord? Where do you want me to serve you? Where can I sing your praise?